This is Isaac, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Got an hour of Hour to Kill coming up next to bring you into Thursday. I got a guest here with me. I don't know if she wants to get on the mic right now. We can figure that out in a second. Next up is Ebo Taylor, Ghanaian. I know how to describe him. Songwriter, guitarist, many, many things. This song is Will You Promise?
What is in store for us in this shameful act we call it love? You hate, you can't deny, when your heart is bruised, and yet you need all this love. The sun and the moon would always shine for you, but love is blind. You will live to see when your heart starts to love. Oh, love, will you promise to be mine, and I'll be yours when the roses grow? I'll be there to smile and kiss you to love me more.
Gonna just bring that down in the background for the last 40 seconds. I got a guest here from all the way from Northeastern. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Hallie.
Hi. How is everyone tonight? How are you, Isaac?
I'm pretty good. I like my set list that I built earlier today. I like the song I just played, which is Gerant by Pepe Kale. He's a Ghanaian high life artist. Kind of cool. I haven't listened that much. But definitely cool stuff. A lot to tap into, a lot that I've not heard, but I'm aware is out there.
Yeah, I haven't heard that one before.
Yeah, there's a next song up is by Vampire Weekend, and it's definitely inspired by that like style of music. It's Cape Cod, Kwasa Kwasa.
Is your bed made? unnatural, Peter Gabriel.
That has been the first minute or so of the song The New Sound off an album called The New Sound by a man performing under the name Jordy Greep. Your mic's on if you want to step up to it. You don't got to say anything, but you have the option to. But yeah, he was in a band called Black Midi that some people really like, and I like some of it. He's kind of weird, but it's good. That album's fun.
Wait, so is it stuff. All instrumentals, or is it...
No, this is the only instrumental it, actually. The rest of them, he has a... I think you would find his voice probably a bit off-putting, to be totally honest. He has a bit of a... I wouldn't call it bad. It's just it's expressive and kind of unique. In a lot of the songs, he's, like, playing... Like, in the lyrics, anyway, he's, like, playing some kind of character, if this or that, and he leans into it and kind of hams it up.
Hmm.
But a weird mix of influences of, like... Like, the very beginning there was kind of similar to what I've started the show with, like, kind of African influence, but then he's got, like, musical theater stuff, and, like, Frank Zappa, and, like, Prague, and all kinds of weird stuff, and sometimes it doesn't really work, but it's unique enough. Anyway, that's a currently new artist. Next couple of songs, very much not that. Going back to 80s, and then, like, 60s, 80s again, and then like 60s recording of a song from the 40s or some shit.
Oh, wow.
Or something. Nobody heard me say any, break any rules that I was educating other people about a second ago. I would never, after all my time in this hallowed, in these hallowed grounds, break like the single most basic rule that they tell you day one. I would never do that. What do you think of the studio? Honest impression.
Cool. No, I wasn't expecting there. I'm turning away from the mic. I wasn't expecting there to be so much stuff on the walls. Or, oh my gosh, I didn't even see the ceilings. But it's cool. It has personality.
Yeah, it's fun though. It was a first impression when I walked in freshman year. I was like, there's, you know, the history is baked into the place because, you know, people have their shows and they have stickers they design for it, or designs or slogans, and they write it in there. And they also write basically graffiti junk on the walls as well. And it all lives on. It gives the place a personality. And I like that the more official recording studios aren't just like in the same building next door, but they're on like, not really the opposite side of campus, but they're, you know, a whole different building. They're underneath the auditorium. It's that building. No, go ahead. Because you've been in some of the Northeastern recording stuff, but for, like, the studios, not for, like, I don't know how their radio station works, to be honest. I assume they have a student-run one.
Yeah, they do. I know pretty much nothing about it, but it exists. I've been in the Green Line studio before. Like, I never learned enough that I did anything there, but it was cool to be in the studio. The only time I actually was doing stuff in a studio at Northeastern was when I was recording my demo for my class.
Uh-oh. Is there some promo coming? Is somebody... when's the album dropping? When's the single? When are you doing a radio tour? You're going to have to get used to this environment, promoting it.
Yeah. No, not till after I re-record things, because it needs to be zhuzhed up.
Do you know what the zhuzh is, or do you need it to hear it in the right speakers, in the right setting, in the right state of mind to know what the zhuzh is?
I think all of the above. Also, revamping some of the parts. The bass part needs to be more interesting. It's kind of basic.
Just for the sake of being interesting, or it doesn't fit everything else? I'm grilling you on this song that nobody's heard. Sorry.
Yeah. it wasn't super unique. Like, it works with the song, but I don't know why I'm using words like this, but it would give it more oomph, for lack of a better word, if the bass part was a little more dynamic.
Had some punch, had some have some oomph if the bass had some oomph.
Yeah, and then I have to re-record the electric guitar too, because there's too much distortion. So the sound gets clipped.
All good. I shouldn't have made that sound effect so loud in the mic. Anyway, I'm going to move on to music again. We got some, I guess the theme of the next like 4 or 5 songs is it's kind of like orchestral pop music, or like some of it's folkier. I don't know I feel like it all flows together, but it's not really all one genre. The first song is, I played a different song by this band last week, the Dream Academy, but this is their biggest song. It's Life in a Northern Town. Enjoy.
Life in a northern town. watch the water roll down the drain as we followed him down to the station. No, he never would wave goodbye. You could see it written in his eyes as the train rolled out of sight.
The county, and I drive the main road, searching in the sun for another overload. I hear you singing in the wire, I can hear you through the whine. And the Wichita lineman is still on the line. I know I need a small vacation, but it don't look like rain. And if it snows, that stretch down south won't ever stand the strain. And I need you more than want you, and I want you for all time. And the Wichita lineman is still on the line. And I need you more than want you, and I want you for all time. And the Wichita lineman is still on the
She can kill with a smile, she can wound with her eyes, and she can ruin your faith with her casual lies. And she only reveals what she wants you to see. She hides like a child, but she's always a woman to me. She can lead you to love, she can take you or leave you. She can ask for the truth, but she'll never believe. And she'll take what you give her as long as it's free. Yeah, she steals like a thief, but she's always a woman to me. She can wait if she wants. She's ahead of her time. Oh, and she never gives out. And she never gives in. She just changes her mind. She'll promise you more than the Garden of Eden. And she'll carelessly cut you and laugh while you're bleeding. But she'll bring out the best and the worst you can be. Blame it all on yourself, 'cause she's always a woman to me. Ahead of her time. Oh, and she never gives out. And she never gives in. She just changes her mind. She is frequently kind and she's suddenly cruel. But she can do as she pleases, she's nobody's fool. She can't be convicted, she's earned her degree. And the most she will do is throw shadows at you, but she's always a woman to me.
It's more than I could bear to find that I'm forsaken. If you're a fantasy, then I'm content to be in love with lovely. And pray my dream comes true. I long to kiss you, but I would not dare. I'm so afraid that you may vanish in the air. So, darling, if our romance should break up, I hope I never wake up. I long to kiss you, but I would not dare. I'm so afraid that you may vanish in the air. So darling, if our romance should break up, I hope I never wake up. If you
Certified Yap Session coming up from me. That was Superstar by the Carpenters. Next up is a cover of that song. Before that was Frank Sinatra's version of If You Are But a Dream. I did not know this song existed until a couple days ago when I listened to the earlier played and earlier mentioned Mr. Greep, Johnny Greep, who pulls out a cover of that to close out the album. He's not Sinatra, but it was a cool, thing to dig out. Also, the Dream Academy song mentioned Sinatra, and I didn't remember that. So everything's tying together nicely. And then the next one is the Sonic Youth cover. That's a very different type of sound, Sonic style, than what we've been hearing. That'll shift us over into the last 20 minutes of the show. I'm going to give you a public service announcement at some point, but my partner here is doing some extensive research into what message the public needs to hear the most. So stick around for that. If you're not already going to sleep on this sleepy Wednesday night, if you don't have classes, you don't have anything important to do, someone has a TikTok video bookmarked on this radio station computer. I'm going to have to investigate this. Anyway, this is Superstar by Sonic Youth.
To me again.
Signing up to be an organ donor is one of the most generous things you can do, especially when you consider that a single donor can potentially save 8 lives. That's 8 people who won't have to spend agonizing months or years on the transplant waiting list, who get a second chance, all because you agreed to donate some body parts you won't be able to take with you anyway. To become an organ donor, 1. Register through your state agency. Locate your state registry on the organ donor website at organdonor.gov. 2. Designate your choice to be an organ donor on your driver's license. If you do not have a driver's license, print a donor card and carry it with you. This provides your legal consent to donate organs, eyes, and tissues for transplants. Fill out your advanced directives, will, and living will. Include your organ donation. These legal documents speak for you when you are not able to speak for yourself. This has been a public service announcement from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. That was a long one. And a slightly, not that heavy one, but a kind of heavier one. It's pretty easy to get behind, though. I gotta say, I feel like organ donation is one of the least controversial causes out there. Like, there's some PETA ones in the database where I'm just like, I don't know if I'm, like, I like animals. I feel like you guys are a little ridiculous with what you're saying here. Or just, I don't know, there's some funny old PSAs you saw in the book, but especially in their, in their computer. I'm not coming up with good examples on the spot, but they're just so old-timey, and it's just stuff that it's like, I don't know. The concept of a public service announcement is just not as big of a thing now, so I just don't even know what the equivalent is. You don't really get ads about it. Well, I guess unless you have, like a hurricane coming up, then you would... Anyway, I'm rambling quite badly. I'm waiting for you to say something.
Do you want to hear a fun fact about organ donation?
Absolutely.
Well, in high school, I think this was sophomore year for AP Lang. We had to do an argumentative presentation, and you could do it on anything. And I did mine on why the U.S. should adopt a policy of opt-out organ donation instead of opt-in. Which I feel like it should be.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty logical thing. Yeah, you shouldn't have to do paperwork for the, you know, to help people get medically taken care of.
Exactly.
There's too much paperwork in there. There's a lot. Anyway, a lot of things we could do differently with the U.S. medical system. But instead of talking about that, we are going to listen to this band, Julie, that I'm trying to see in concert in like 2 weeks. But the first round of people I tried to talk to, they didn't want to do it or they were busy. So I got to find different people who will... I actually tried a different person and he didn't respond to my text. So I got to just keep expanding further and further out. But I'm going to play their song now. It's Feminine Adornments off the album they dropped this year. My Anti-Aircraft Friend is the name of the album.
Off.
All right, it's just about time for us to wrap up around here. This is Isaac and...
This is Hallie.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. What you just heard was Thorn by My Bloody Valentine and I Don't Care by LSD and The Search for God. Up next is Foxtrot, so if you're not going to bed yet, please do stick around for that. And do you have any shows after you, or are you kind of closing it? Not once the freshmen get their shows, we'll have pretty much all night programming for you. But for now, that is not the case. I don't have anything more to say. You have anything more to say?
No. Thanks for bringing me along.
No problem. This is cool. All right. Well, keep listening. Keep it freeform. Hope y'all enjoyed the show.